Our next guest is actually here in the studio with us. It's Jenny Hoover. Jenny runs Gravity Coalition, which is a new business in Midway. As springtime comes and you begin to think about what you're going to do outdoors, what you're going to wear, what you're going to need in gear, Jenny can provide the answers because they stock a pretty wide range of everything from camping to hiking to running gear, both hard goods and soft goods. Tell us a little bit about the store, Jenny.
Sure. So we've just opened about a month ago, so we're new to Midway. Roger said, we are an outdoor sporting goods store. Our first initial build-out has been in mainly the running, hiking, and camping departments. With that, as we got started, we decided we needed to broaden our horizons a little bit, modify our initial plans. And so with that, we've opened up for bike repairs. In our initial planning, bikes were scheduled for next year. But with that, so we don't have actual bikes in stock, but we are excited that we have repairs open and are providing that service to our community.
And you're right there on Main Street in Midway, so it's good to know you're doing those repairs in case someone has a mechanical problem as they're biking around Midway.
Definitely.
They can pop in. Do you take pop-ins?
Absolutely.
And it looks like you're in a house right there on Main Street. Is
yes.
that right?
Yeah. So little old pot rock house. I believe it was built in 1907. So the house has some character, and we are happy to be there.
One of the benefits about opening a new store is you don't have any of last year's stuff to get rid of. And one of the things I wanted to ask, though, is what's going on in terms of trends? What's new in the sort of hiking and camping industry? What are you seeing that's different from last year?
Sure. Well, one trend, and this has actually been coming on for a couple of years, but in our initial build out of trail running, the introduction of a zero drop shoe and getting people to transition to
stop. What's a zero drop shoe?
I know.
Shoe?
I was going to say.
You lost me right there. I know what a 510K is, but I don't know what a zero drop shoe is.
Okay, so the drop of a shoe is the relationship of the stack height of the heel in relationship to the stack height of the toe.
Oh.
So if you get a you're basically measuring a height difference in the sole of your shoe from heel to toe. So, and like I said, this trend has been coming on for a few years, but we're seeing more and more people moving to a 4-foot running style. And with that, they're essentially changing the way they run. So instead of dropping their heel down and striking that way, we're staying on our tippy toes and using our body to help absorb impact and sending it straight up to our knees.
Oh, anyway. I thought you were going to say it's more flat foot running, but it sounds like just the opposite.
Yeah, you're up on your tippy toes. But with that, so we're getting in a lot of, actually this week I have Ultra shoes arriving, which the Ultra platform is strictly zero drop.
So you're actually in your stride, you're actually hitting with the toe first?
Yes.
Wow. Huh. I've never run like that. Have you ever
give it a try.
Okay.
I have to get my
zero drop shoes first.
Well, I'm thinking of my nephew who we always made fun of because he ran on his tippy toes, but it turns out he was on the cutting edge this whole time.
He was ahead of the time.
So how do you test or fit somebody for the right shoe? Do you study running gait? Do you measure the foot? How in depth of a process is this?
Sure. So we don't have, there are companies I know that have, can do a computer analysis analysis. We're not set up for that. Mainly what I like to ask people what their preference is. It's not my place to tell people they're doing something wrong or that they need to change. It's up to them. So I'm stocking a wide range of shoes that will accommodate anybody's preference or anybody's running style or hiking style. As far as our customers go, we can provide the right fit for whatever they feel comfortable with.
And how do you curate your collection? How do you know what kind of hoodies you're going to have and what kind of shoes and what kind of trekking poles and what kind of sports watches?
Sure. So I have this conversation with one of our reps, our sales reps, last week, actually. And because we are a new store, we don't have any history to base our choices off of. So it's really just guesswork. And it's me going through the catalogs and saying, hey, this looks like a great product, or I've used something similar. I think that everyone else will love this. And so right now it's really just guesswork. And we're doing our best to, fill the store with awesome, amazing products that are going to help everyone have a great experience as they go out into their adventures.
We're talking with Jenny Hoover of Gravity Coalition, a new business on Midway's Main Street. When I checked out your website, Jenny, you had the we pronouns. My first question is, who is we? And then secondly, it made it sound like this has been an idea that you guys have been developing for a couple of years.
Yes, definitely. So the we is my husband and I, two of my brother-in-laws and my in-laws, my husband's parents.
So family business.
So definitely a family business. We are in this together. And yes, it has been a labor of love over many years of throwing out ideas and brainstorming and trying to decide, do we have the guts to pull this off? You know, we definitely between us, we have the skill set to pull it off.
You've been in retail before?
Actually, so my husband has. And he's worked both brick and mortar retail and online. Mm-hmm. And that's where, the idea of this omni-channel business, this multi-channel business platform right from the get-go, that's where that came from. So we're trying to merge the customer experience portion of a brick and mortar and the service portion of a brick and mortar store with the online convenience of shopping online that most people are moving towards this year.
When you talk about an omni-channel business, are you in fact, you know, mounting a website as a second retail outlet?
Website's live. It's up and running. Yep.
It's a pretty website too.
Thank you.
Yeah. How long did it take to develop that? And did you guys do it or did you hire it out?
So one of our partners is a graphic designer. And so he's...
That helps.
Yes, yes, definitely. So he's one of the brother-in-laws. So he's put a lot of effort into that in making it look nice and professional. But still, you know, we have the brick and mortar. We want to be that online local, the brick and mortar in-store, upfront, personal, engaging experience for people as we promote online as well.
As the regular host, Doug Wells, always likes to say, this is a business show. And one of the questions I always like to ask is, talk to me about your marketing plan, both for the brick and mortar store and for the online presence.
Sure. So the thing that we've been running into with marketing, everyone says, are you on social media?
Yeah.
That's the first thing that comes up when we start to talk marketing nowadays. Yes, we are on social media. My husband and I, neither one of us are, have historically had a strong social media presence just because we're out doing other things. It's not in our nature to you know, post things about ourselves personally. And so we are slowly growing our social media presence and trying to embrace that as part of our business and how we can move forward with that. We're doing some traditional, print marketing as well. So that's in the works. Working with through some affiliate channels for our online presence as well that will be coming down the road.
How did you pick Midway, Main Street?
It was actually what was available to us. So we live in Heber, and we've been there 9.5 years now. My husband is a Midway native, and so setting up shop there was going home for him.
We only have about 2 minutes left, Jenny, but I wanted to ask you about Midway Main Street in particular, because we just had the owners of Midway Mercantile, the new restaurant, in. And it just seems like there are some interesting, cool, new businesses coming onto Main Street.
Yes, there are. There's several that are just opening. One thing that I've been amazed as, you know, like I said, we've been open just a little over a month. But as people have walked into the shop, I've been amazed at how many just neighbors of our shop have wandered in and said, hey, we just love Midway. We're so happy you're here. We just wanted to come in and say hi and check out what you're doing. And I think there's this sense of community in Midway that people are really wanting to pull together and join as a community to make amazing things happen.
And you picked Midway over Heber, even though you've lived in Heber for 9 years. What was the decision there? I mean, you mentioned it was what was available,
right?
But there are some spots on Heber's Main Street.
A lot of it was cost and, you know, just came down to numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, starting a new business. That's what we're dealing with. So,
well, that
so
area.
There we are. But Midway has been, it's been amazing. Yeah. We're super happy to be there.
That whole area is happening, right?
Exactly.
Third fastest growing area, micro population, micro urban population in the country, something like that. So we have just 1 minute left. What else do you want our listeners to know about your store?
Wow. Where to
your
start?
Your 1 minute elevator pitch. Ready, set, go.
We want to be a community resource. We want to be the shop that people can come to and ask questions, where to go, what's the best area to do this activity. We have a lot of experience getting out ourselves, and any information or knowledge that we can share, whether it's, again, location or about a specific product, we would love to be that community resource for people.
Will you start actually holding classes maybe, or
absolutely,
hosting hikes or something like that?
Yeah, so all that's in the works. Anything from bike repair basics to we're going to set up some intro to trail running classes with Solomon. So that is all in the works. And, you know, classes in store might range from, like I said, bike repair to by training, I'm a landscape designer. So we might do landscape design courses or waterwise landscaping or, you know, nutrition or all these things that play into creating and building a community together. We'd love to be a part of it.
Well, Jenny Hoover with Gravity Coalition, a new business right on Midway's Main Street. Thank you so much for being here. It's been a lot of fun talking to you.
Thank you.